Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We've talked a lot of football today, needless to say, with the apparent demise of the Patriots, which is delighting the national media to no end. They are so excited about the possibility. And even guys like Max. You know, Max has been talking about the cliff for like 3 years
now.
Yeah,
so it doesn't count. Sorry.
Oh, no, he thinks totally.
It does, but it doesn't.
He thinks, you know, he's taking a victory lap here.
You don't get credit for that. Your predictions have to be more immediate. Like, the payoff has to be immediate. And you can't say something like, oh, somebody's not going to be good, because, yeah, that's kind of how it goes. Like, he's not going
to
be...
I have to revise my cliff prediction.
Yeah. What had happened was...
What had happened was I didn't know that they'd be playing flag football in 2018.
Because that's what's happening.
Now he's using the rules as a whole thing.
Not his fault.
Nope. How could he possibly have seen that coming?
It's football's fault that he got... He was right all along.
Yeah, that's obnoxious.
Football changed the rules.
Okay, got it.
Oh, my God.
Safer game. I know.
So, anyway, we've talked about that. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have Kiefer Madness, which, let's be honest, based on track record and the time that we've done Kiefer Madness, probably involves poop in
probably
some,
should, Dale.
Some way, shape, or form involves poop.
We have taken a brief hiatus from that subject, so we'll see what we turn up.
You've left poop on the table is what you're trying to sort of say.
I have, yes. Yeah. It's been a while.
So let's just bring you one other quick story here as we get back to the calls. Now, I mean, there are some Patriots fans out there, and I understand that. You know, there are people.
There's lots of them.
There are people who, you know, like, nobody takes a backseat to Jerry Thornton in his love and adoration for Tom Brady.
That's probably true.
Except maybe one guy.
Oh,
so,
we got another guy.
Well, you've had these horrific, tragic wildfires going out in California.
Yes.
And when last I checked, I think the confirmed death toll is at like 42.
Ugh.
With a whole bunch of people still missing. And the number of homes, the town of Paradise, California is gone. I mean, completely gone, the entire
crazy
town.
Yeah.
And so Jimmy Kimmel was talking a little bit about the wildfires in California, and including kind of a personal connection to his show.
It's a pretty hellish weekend here in the state of California this weekend. You know, we've got three major wildfires going, two of which are not too far from us here in Hollywood. Hundreds of homes have been burned to the ground. I don't know how many thousands of families were evacuated from their homes, but you guys are happy. That's okay. No, I'm quite a few members of our staff were affected by the fire, some very seriously. And I do want to mention one of them, our co-executive producer, Erin. And Erin and her daughter and husband were, and correct me if I have any of this wrong. So anyway, they had to leave their house in the middle of the night. They got a call from the sheriff saying, get out. So they came over to our house. And I'm in no way making light of this. This actually happened, okay? This was a terrible situation. They got no notice. 1 a.m., Erin, you grab your daughter, Charlie. What else did you get? Like a passport,
yep.
Some papers, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anything that seemed super important. Okay, Erin's husband, David, this is what he grabbed from the house. That's his, his Tom Brady doll. David is a really big Patriots fan, so he had, and apparently, that doll is one of the three most important items in his life. I had to take a picture of him because they are so happy together. I mean, look at them.
All right, so think about this. The sheriff says, you got to get out of your house. You got to go now.
Yeah.
Get your the important stuff and move. And the wife says, we better grab the passports. We better grab a couple of important papers. The husband grabs his Tom Brady doll.
Tom Brady doll. Is it one of
those Tom Brady doll?
Is it one of those dolls like they used to do, like the Hulk Hogan, like
wrestling buddy type?
Is it a wrestling buddy? What is
no, it's smaller than that. It's like
action figure.
No, it's a stuffed animal, but they're only about like 11 inches.
We're having this conversation the other day. If you were told, if you got a call and said you need to leave your house,
you got to go now.
But let's say you have 20 minutes. You have 20 minutes. But you got to go and. You can grab a couple of things, maybe fill up one car. Like, you don't have time to pack everything. What are you taking out of your house?
Well, I think the wife had the right idea. You know, grab the important papers.
I didn't think of passports. That's
passports,
smart.
Passports, you know, my kid's adoption papers,
yep.
You know. At the risk of sounding really schmaltzy.
Your new book?
No. I'd get another copy of that. At the risk of sounding really schmaltzy,
yeah? No,
in my office I have a display case that holds the flag that was on my father's coffin.
Oh, definitely
for his funeral.
That. Yeah.
That would be under my arm.
Yeah.
And probably not a lot else.
No, that's pretty good. I mean, as long, like, again, assuming your, you know, your wife and your dog or whatever are all set. After
I don't
that,
have a dog anymore, so.
So you don't need to worry about that. What about the
I
dog's
would try
ashes?
To get the wife.
You have the dog's ashes
no,
anywhere? You don't
no,
have like an urn sitting somewhere?
That, no.
And take those with you?
Is that what you're going to do?
Probably.
An urn?
Yeah, probably.
In the Fortress of Solitude?
Yeah, I'll keep them down there with me. I think that's probably what I'll do.
It'll
I would
be
try.
A moment.
I would grab as many knickknacks from the Dragon's Lair as possible. I would grab my PS4. I would grab some comics. I would grab some games. And then I'd. My wife would just be disgusted. She'd be like, what are you doing?
What? And she's got like the passports.
Yeah, she's
and the
like
bank
the real
books.
Stuff. All the real yeah. stuff. Yeah. And maybe some photos. And then that's about it. Yeah, that's crazy. Then on the flip side of that, so you have that guy who is the biggest Tom Brady fan.
Apparently even bigger than Thornton. I'm not even sure if Thornton would do that.
I don't know if he would. Now, Daniel Tosh, who's a stand-up comedian, and he does Tosh.0 on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
He is a big Dolphins fan. He hates the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted out 2 days ago, my home burnt down, but the Patriots lost, so not the worst weekend. So that's where he's at. So at least he could.
Well, he's got some perspective.
Yeah,
you know,
it was pretty
there
well
are things
done.
In his life that no, matter. His house apparently isn't one of
I
them.
I guess not. I don't know if he got any of his stuff
by
out
the way,
there.
If you can find some sense of humor yeah, in the face of that.
Good for you. Oh, that'd be just devastating.
Some of the pictures that have been tweeted
oh,
out. Gerard
fake.
Butler.
Yeah.
With his house gone behind him. I mean,
well, and then the images that they have shown of people on the highway, like in you know, traffic. Turning the camera to all this is fire. Like all you see
everywhere,
is
everywhere
fire. It looks like a movie.
Oof. All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Kiefer Madness, which will likely involve poop,
most
coming
likely.
Up at the bottom of the hour.
Spoiler.
Michael's in South Boston. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just had an opinion on Tuukka Rask. I'm thinking maybe he was told he wasn't going to be the number one guy, got mad and took his fuck home. What do you guys think?
I don't think that's it. I don't know what it is, so you... Your guess is
that's
as
the problem
good as
is
any.
We're left guessing, but yeah,
is it possible that they said to him, "Hey, Tuukka, Halak's the starting goaltender now"? We all know that stuff changes. We all know
it changes, and I don't think you have to make that decision, do you? Like, you don't really say that. I don't think. I mean, you just sort of get the sense, like, oh, he's playing more than me now. Like, do you really stand in there? Because every team plays two goalies. Some more so than others. Some it's more of a 50-50 split than other teams. But do you have to go in there and be like, guys, Halak's now the starter. But by the way, Tuukka, you're starting Sunday. Like, they still both play. He knows he needs to play better.
I mean, he was being passed over for playing time. It was last November. Anton Khudobin was playing better. He was playing more.
Yeah, they gave him like a hot streak. And then it flipped back to
yeah,
what we
I
thought.
Mean, this whole idea that, all right, you're number one.
Yeah.
You're number two. Okay. What? I'm number two. I'm out of here. I just don't think that's it.
Yeah, and I think...
And by the way, he said it was a family issue.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie about the family thing. You could say it's like a personal issue if it was that, but I think a family issue, it would not. Again, we don't know the truth, so you're left speculating. I know Rossi believes it's
God,
family
he wants
matters.
To play this so much today.
It was a great show. It really kind of anchored the TGIF lineup there for some of the best years of TGIF.
Casey, I was keeping track of that
think?
Sort of thing. I hard to
find
argue
a better
with
show than that.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, right.
Ed's in Tewksbury. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Getting back to the Brady discussion, you know, whether he's in somewhat of a decline or not, I mean, I think the parallels with this season and the 2009 season, and that team had some jerks on it, so I don't think it's that. But if you remember the buildup, you know, the retirements of all of those Super Bowl players, and then you had – really bad drafting on the 06 and then 07. Remember, they gave up the draft picks for Moss and Welker. And then they got Mayo in 08, but other than that, he was their only player. And now look at the drafts, you know, of the last 3 years. You know, they lost a first-round pick. They traded a first-round pick. They had a first-round pick get hurt. And to me, it's the talent around Tom. Even if Tom was in a little bit of decline, but they had put some players around him, then I still think that you'd be talking about, well, yeah, I think they can definitely get back to the Super Bowl.
Hasn't he had worse talent around him, though, in the past?
Well, of course. That's why I think he's slightly, like, and I think he was able to overcome it. I don't know if he can overcome it as much now, number one. And number two is, big picture, I wonder. So, say they make the playoffs. Obviously, they make the playoffs. They make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They lose either in the first round or the AFC Championship game. They have to fix up so many spots, especially on defense. You know, they're only really set up at line and maybe a running back. If you're Tom Brady, do you come back next year? Because they're in a full rebuild next year. This year they have an outside chance. Next year it's a full rebuild. And I really wonder, does he want to be, you know, they don't have a ton of cap space. It's not like they can just go out and retool. The lack of young talent on this team. I don't know if they can overcome it. I really believe that.
I'll tell you what, Ed, it's a good point about the drafts. Like Brady's been able to overcome it, as you said,
almost single-handedly
for so long. Yeah. Right? Like you can make do. Like, oh, we don't have any good young players, because that's the other part of it is these guys on their rookie deals are the cheap guys. So if you can hit on the cheap guys and then sprinkle in Gilmore, Brady, Gronk, the expensive guys, that's when you should be in business. You go back to 2014 when they're winning the Super Bowl. Dante Hightower is young. Malcolm Butler's young. Chandler Jones is young. Jamie Collins is young. You look at the past four drafts, Trey Flowers, Shaq Mason. Is that it? Sony Michel? I mean, well, let's include him. That's it. Like, nobody else. You have a couple other guys that are even still on the team, like Joe Tooney, Dietrich Wise.
Well, Tooney's been pretty good.
Tooney's been fine, but that's bad.
He's at a position that doesn't get much, you know, attention or glory, but he's been really good.
But Trey Flowers, I would say, is really your best player the last 4 years. And guess what? He may walk after next year.
There's a cheery thought for you. Thanks,
Well,
Keith.
You might not have. That's just realistic,
no,
right? The drafts have not been very good. Now, you didn't have a first-round pick in 16 or in 17, so that is going to limit you. You had two first-rounders this year. You can't write off Isaiah Wynn yet, but unfortunately it's a lost season for him. The 2015 first-round pick is Malcolm Brown. I don't think getting all that excited about Malcolm Brown. So, yeah, those drafts, yeah, they haven't really fully hit, I would say, outside of Trey Flowers on anybody.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Kiefer Madness is coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Right. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Oh, no.
I spilled my coffee.
Yeah, I already got my t-shirt made for the next Super Bowl. It says, hey, Bill, just let the players play.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Patriots start phase three of their offseason program today.
All right, here we go. It's a Tuesday at
that
noon.
Seemed a little harsh, just saying.
What do you mean?
Continuing to mock poor Glenn
That's
Ordway.
What he said.
Playing
Patriots
in pain.
Patriots start phase three of their offseason
okay,
program
Okay, we can do it
today.
Again, too.
That's just what he sounded
oh,
like,
I
Dale.
Understand.
I don't know what you want me to tell
I,
you.
I got
you guys know he's had, like, several surgeries since that.
Excuse me?
He's had, like, several.
Nobody said broken foot. They said fractured. Oh, no. Nobody said broken jaw. They said fractured upper jaw. How many surgeries did he have?
I bet you today he's at the dentist right now. Like every day he's
all
come in.
All mouth surgeries?
All mouth. He's come in.
What's wrong with his teeth?
You're talking about Ordway here.
Yeah, I'm talking
about
Ordway.
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about the player who had
Isaiah
the fractured
Thomas.
Orbit.
Wasn't it Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah.
Nobody said broken jaw.
Anyways, but yeah, Glenn
What's wrong with his teeth?
I don't know. He's come in several times, and every time, you know, Ryan, the producer of OMF, comes in and tells me, all right, listen to this one because he might do it. But he has been a champ. You would never know. But that one time.
The one time was pretty impressive.
And drugs are good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Well,
he
was high as a kite that
for
day?
That.
Is that what you're insinuating?
For that. No, not recreational drugs necessarily. But.
Well, I mean, to each their own, Dale, is what I say.
Gotcha.
Hey, Dale, you've been on an airplane before, right?
A couple of times.
Yeah, me too. I think a lot of us have. And they can be great. You know, you can go from A to B. Oftentimes, they're somewhat clean. Sometimes, Dale, though, they are not as clean as what you would have signed up for, including this gentleman who took a Delta flight and things did not go his way.
Airlines is now apologizing tonight after a passenger from Michigan sat in dog feces on a flight.
Oh, what?
The old sat on dog feces
we
on a flight trick.
You ran out of poop stories and you went to dog poop stories?
Poop's poop, Dale. It doesn't really matter where it comes from.
Actually,
it's still,
fairly similar. You're right.
It's still pretty funny regardless.
Sat in dog feces on a flight.
7 Action News reporter Kimberly Craig has the story that may have you looking twice before you take a seat on a plane.
I know that. That's what I do. Have you ever sat in a seat when you haven't looked at it?
I always.
So you just like you're like looking around and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna sit down like no look sitting.
Plop down here. I mean, somebody's headphones could be there.
Yes, right. dog feces.
Well,
you don't know what's going to be on
the
seat.
I didn't think of that one.
Anything could be there. I feel like most people look down when they sit. This guy, I think, is on his own, but we'll find out. We'll even hear from the gentleman.
Matthew Meehan is from Michigan, but now lives in Florida.
Ooh, Matthew Meehan from Michigan.
Matthew, wow.
That's kind of fun.
I'd probably just search for this story just for that.
That's pretty good.
Matthew Meehan is from Michigan, but now lives in Florida.
Matthew Meehan is a Michigan man.
Matthew Meehan is from Michigan, but now lives in Florida, and he says he was disgusted not long after boarding a flight from Atlanta to Miami.
Yeah, he was not happy.
I might have grossed you out just doing that.
Matthew Meehan is a Michigan man going to Miami. So this does get better, by the way. He's on Skype, apparently.
No, I think he's on Jonathan Jones' phone. Like, or maybe
sounds like Willie McGinnis earlier today. Was,
so like Primetime does the Skype call-ins with the Football Player of the Week. Apparently they had to talk with Matthew Mulligan here to get his story.
It's Megan.
Megan from Michigan, who's going to Miami.
And it was everywhere. It was on my seat. It was on the floor. My feet were in it.
Meehan said...
Did he look at anything? I sat in it. Stepped in it.
What does he do? He gets on the plane and immediately covers his eyes and then runs to his seat and plops down. He's like, oh, no, wait a minute. It's everywhere.
Something smells here.
It's on my feet. It's on my seat. It's everywhere.
He jumped up and asked the flight crew for help.
This is all I was given. Two paper towels and a bottle, one of those little bottles.
You think?
Wait, little? Wait a minute.
Yeah, like a nip. He was giving like a little bottle of vodka. Like, this should knock you out. You should be fine.
Was that just to get the smell out?
I think maybe
were you supposed to use the magic paper towels? And...
Yeah, two paper towels and like a hand sanitizer. We're like, just shut up. We're on a flight. It's a full flight, sir. If you could please sit down.
Bombay Sapphire. I was in the
bathroom. Oh, a little Bombay Sapphire action. Then. Which I always thought when I was...
Was this Dino on this flight?
When I was a youngster.
In the old days, that was Dino's drink of choice.
Drug.
Not now. He doesn't do that now.
No. Sober as a bird
now.
Back
in the day, it used to be Bombay Sapphire.
As a young kid, I used to think that the Bombay Sapphire itself was actually a blue color. Turns out it's a clear color. The bottle
is blue.
I learned that very
mind
recently.
Mind blown.
Yeah,
huh?
That was a bit of a surprise to me.
Feces off of the back of my legs.
And Meehan says he was stunned when he got off the plane to speak to a manager.
She says, well, that's not my problem. I said, I'm sorry. She says, well, if the cleaning crew didn't clean your seat, I don't have any control over that.
Out of her jurisdiction. You kind of have to respect it, right? She's there to
she's
give
not
out
even
headphones.
On the plane. Yeah. No. She's not even
drinks.
On the plane. He said when he got off the plane.
Oh, off the flight.
He's
talking to somebody.
And she's going, I wasn't even on the plane. What are you talking
about?
What
do you want from me? Is what she's saying. She got a good point.
The feces were from someone's service dog that became ill on the plane earlier.
See, I almost wanted to take that out because that makes me feel really bad. Because I immediately think of a poor, sick dog on a flight. You don't want to be sick on a plane, it's the worst. This dog doesn't know what he's doing.
Previous flight, so they had time.
That's right.
To clean all this.
And the cleaning crew said,
"Well, they went in there
that.
Like that guy did.
Crazy?
They weren't looking. They were like, everything's good to go here.'
But it's not like it was just like on the floor. It was on his seat. He had to wipe it off his leg. It was in his foot.
When we were coming back from the Super Bowl 2 years ago in Houston, our flight got delayed, and they're like, we're all set. They just need to like clean it.' And you're like, okay. And then they came back on the microphone and they said. A previous passenger got sick on the flight, and they were unable to get the stink out. That's what
tomorrow.
They said on the
Thank
thing.
You.
They said they couldn't get the stink out. And we're like, okay. How long of a flight would you put up with the stink for, rather than sitting in the airport for like 3 hours?
Like none?
No, probably this one. This is Atlanta to Miami. Yeah. What's that, 45 minutes?
Like an hour. I could do that. Suck it up. Put your nose in your shirt.
Hey, but could you sit in the poop?
No. I don't want to sit and like ruin my clothes about it. But if you were – so this lady or I think it was – we know it was a lady because we also saw her get wheelchaired out down in Houston. She looked unwell. She obviously –
Oh, no. She had issues.
She had a ton of Bombay Sapphire in her, and she didn't know what she was doing.
I'm not sure that was it. But...
She wheeled out, but I think she got sick like in the – by the bathroom.
Oh, it was back at the back of the plane.
So like all
and
the
they wouldn't
seats
let us get
clean.
On the plane.
Yeah, we couldn't get on the plane. They had to swap out planes. But I think all the seats were clean.
It was that bad you couldn't even get on that plane.
No, they wouldn't let us. They flew a new plane in.
Who says that, though? We couldn't get the stink out.
Well, it's hard. Like, I mean, I don't know if you had to.
Yeah, but is that even the medical term for it?
Know.
There's got to be a better way of
was
putting it.
Was it stink or stank?
No, I think it was stank.
Meehan says because some passengers refused to sit down until it was cleaned up, someone simply used some paper towels. And passengers then laid down blankets, but they still had to endure the smell.
Just put some blankets over it. Like, what? We're going to have to get rid of it.
That'll disguise it completely.
By the way, as somebody who is a dog owner, and at one point when he was a young puppy, he had a couple of accidents in the house, let me tell you this. Paper towels aren't doing a thing.
They're not going to
Paper towels make it worse. You just start smearing it everywhere. It's terrible. That's not going to pick it up with a paper towel.
Well, that's why you just throw a blanket on
top. Yeah, put the blanket, throw some gin on it, and then put a blanket on it and have a seat.
Blanket.
You'll be fine.
Some Bombay Sapphire. Where's the remote for the TV?
It smells like gin and poop now. This is worse. This is much worse.
It filled the entire plastic bag. Paper towels full of feces. And they wanted me to sit in that.
All right, now I'm just going to say this now. I apologize to all of you who are listening to us on your lunch hour.
Yeah, have a good lunch.
This is not my fault.
I'm getting, by the sound of it, the service dog must have been like a Newfoundland because this guy, it's
filled
a
whole plastic bag.
The whole bag. This guy's in trouble.
A spokesperson for Delta apologized to some of the customers on the flight and offered a refund and additional compensation, adding that Delta will conduct a full investigation to prevent this from happening again.
Yeah, they're going to get to the bottom of this.
It's called have somebody go in and clean
it up.
The plane.
Get a hazmat suit on. Get in there. Don't just give a passenger two paper towels and expect the problem to go away.
Find a seat for your service, Newfoundland.
Poor guy. I just feel so bad for that guy. He was up there. He didn't know where to go, and he got sick. Maybe he's not good on planes.
My nephew was a canine officer in the Air Force, and he would have to travel with his service dog. Now, this is
that dog must have loved to fly.
Service dog. You know, this is right. And never did anything like this ever happen.
Well, of course not. He was built for it. He was in the Air Force. This other dog was just a service dog. He's not used to all these flights, probably. Maybe a little under the weather. Not good.
I have never in my entire life felt more dehumanized. I felt like an animal.
Get over it. Give me a break. I never felt more dehumanized.
Dehumanized. That's taking it.
You sound some turds, my man. Get over it.
I now no longer feel sorry for this guy at all.
I don't at all.
I wish the dog had pooped more.
Me too. Me too. This guy sucks.
Go back a few seconds. Is he on an airplane with this? Listen to the sound.
I've never in my entire life felt more dehumanized. I felt like an animal.
Well, Ross, did you hear he got another free ticket? He got right back on there. He felt so dehumanized. Oh, please.
Words can't even describe how awful it was.
It's dog poop. Dude, come on.
Let's not go nuts here.
They had so many opportunities to make it right.
Yeah, you're right.
And it may be no surprise that Meehan...
That means give me money.
Oh, he's looking for some money for sure. Yeah.
And it may be no surprise that Meehan says a lot of lawyers are now calling him, hoping to take the case. Huh. Kimberly Craig, 7 Action News.
I can't wait for those commercials now. Did you sit dog feces on a plane? Call us right now. yeah, this is a very limited clientele, but
you
I
pay
did.
Nothing unless we get a settlement.
That's right. The old dog feces. So next time you're on a plane, everybody, I would take a quick look at the old seat before you sit down.
Isn't that sort of common sense?
I mean, thought so too, but
I hate to say it. First of all, he sounds like a dope.
I think he was asking for it.
But second of all,
here, Keith Spiracy.
Take a look first, you dope.
Keith Spiracy?
Oh, good.
He planted it.
He planted
it.
It's his poop?
Yeah. Well, it's his dog's poop deal. Let's not get too crass.
He brought a bag full of dog poop with him on the plane.
And now so he can sue the airline.
No.
And get free flights.
They knew there was dogs sick earlier, so what he did, maybe he saw some of the dog poop and did a little smear.
Real smear campaign?
Yeah. That makes more sense. He wouldn't bring poop on the plane.
Why not?
Because they already
knew. If you put it in a plastic bag, you can check it.
Is that true?
As long as it's under 3 ounces each bag.
You've done this before?
If it's under 3 ounces, you don't even have to check it.
No, I took the boot. Oh, by the way, remember we had that conversation about bringing nips on the plane?
Yes.
And you apparently wanted to bring a big
I can do that, and I did it. And they said you can't open them on the plane. You can if they're not looking.
Well, thank you. It's like me going to the movie theaters with a million things going.
They knew what I was doing. I was like, can I have the pineapple juice? And I'm like, in a separate cup of ice, do not think about pouring it into there. They're like, what? They knew what I was doing.
So I'm going to rob this bank, but as long as you don't see me doing it, we're all good, right?
It's all good, Dale.
That's
great
just
point.
Sad. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
I have never in my entire life felt more dehumanized. I felt like an animal. Paper towels full of feces. But it was feces, and it was everywhere. It was on my seat, it was on the floor, my feet were in it.
A passenger from Michigan sat in dog feces on a flight.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
We mentioned to you earlier that Tuukka Rask returned to practice with his teammates today. They're on a plane or getting ready to get on a plane to go to Denver this afternoon.
Watch your seat.
Yeah, evidently. I don't think there are dog feces problems on their charter flights. I don't think
you never know.
Yeah, it's a good point. So they open up a four-game road trip tomorrow night in Denver against the Colorado Avalanche. So Tuukka Rask was at practice today after his leave of absence for what the team described as personal reasons. Tuukka did briefly talk to the media today after practice, and this is what he said.
First and foremost, I want to thank you. All the people who sent me messages and contacted me and supported me. Second of all, I want to thank the Boston Bruins for giving me the opportunity to take time off with my family. And I've never been more proud to be a part of this family, the Boston Bruins, because they really, we talk about a lot that this is a family, and we are a family, and we take care of each other when times are tough. And that being said, I have a job. My job is to be a hockey goalie for the Boston Bruins, and I also have another job title, and that's a family man. And this was a time that deep inside my heart, I felt like I needed to take time to be with my family and make things right so I can be back here and focus on my job. And that took 3 days. I'm back here. I'm back to work, and I'm ready to battle with these guys. And at the end of the day, I realized that, you know, hockey career is a very short career, but your life is much longer than that. So I appreciate that, you know, I got the privacy and the time I needed, and I'm ready to move on now. So thank you.
So now he's got to prove it. You know, now he's got to go out there and get back to playing the way that he used to play. Because it's been a bad year, and you would think that whatever it is he was dealing with, my guess is, and all we're doing is speculating, but my guess is it didn't pop up overnight, and maybe it had been on his mind for a while and maybe played a part.
Might help explain the fact that he's been uncharacteristically, at times, distracted, it seemed like, on the ice almost.
Yeah, it looked like a guy that
letting
may have been dealing
with
something
goals
else.
From unbelievable angles where you just go, that's not him.
Now, I also don't know, without knowing what it is, can you really take 3 days off and then all set? Like, I don't know if it's all set.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, so not going to play tomorrow, but we'll probably play, it sounds like, either Friday or Saturday.
They'll split the two games on the weekend. They play Friday night and Saturday night. They'll split those two.
They'll play one of them, and then we'll see if he can start to make strides towards being a better goalie. You know, I mean, all of his numbers are way off, not just from last year, but his career numbers. I mean, everything's off. And we talked about all the soft goals that he has allowed this year. You know, he's allowed 21 goals in 8 total games, 7 starts, 8 total games, 21 goals. And, man, a handful of them feel like, you know, the average goaltender makes. So he's got to clean that up, and we'll see if he does. But he's back, so you don't have to worry about, you know, any of these Providence goaltenders getting any time.
A couple of other things that we've mentioned, and we said earlier, according to Adam Schefter, the NFL is giving serious consideration to the Monday night football game scheduled for Mexico City, about whether they play it in Mexico City, they move the game to L.A., it's the Rams and Chiefs, they move the game to L.A., or they postpone it. Now, the league, according to Schefter, is adamant about wanting to play this game in Mexico City. Well, the whole idea here is field conditions, which Adam Schefter says are unsafe for players.
Did you see the pictures?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. You know, reading his words are one thing.
Yeah.
The pictures are out there now.
It looks like they have hundreds of groundhogs just doing damage and making tunnels. And it looks awful.
There is no way you could play on that field.
No.
None.
No chance.
Now, the question is, can you fix that between now and Monday? I assume the only way you could do it is you'd have to cut it all out, resod the entire field, and then, you know, does it have time to take? Are you just going to be ripping up swaths of turf?
My guess is no. I mean, and we'll see, you know, how committed they are to doing this. You know, they're just trying to get every penny they possibly can. That's the only other reason why they would take a game out of L.A., put it into Mexico. They did the game last year there. Belichick hated it. A lot of the players, I mean, they didn't just straight up bash it, but you can tell. I mean, you're telling these guys, don't drink the water, don't leave your hotel at night. Oh, by the way, the air quality is very poor. But go play a football game in that. And by the way, it's Chiefs Rams. Like this should be
great game.
As good
your
of a game,
game
as anything.
Of the year so far.
Best game. And you're going to potentially put these guys on this field, so you can't do this.
Keith, what did you say the field looked like it was rummaged by?
Bunch of groundhogs.
I thought you said something else.
I heard
groundhogs. I said groundhogs.
I heard gophers.
Well, same thing.
Same thing. Whistle pigs. They have the same name. That's what it looks like. It looks like absolutely that happened, but like a bunch of them. Like one guy couldn't have done this damage. It was hundreds of these critters.
They were trucking them in from other countries to screw up this field this bad.
right.
A couple of injury notes here. Dwayne Allen, according to Mike Giardi, suffered a knee injury Sunday. Won't need surgery, but is expected to miss a few weeks. Now, if Gronk is able to come back, as we expect is going to be the case, you know, it's not quite as dramatic. If you were having to go into that game against the Jets a week from Sunday with, you know, one tight end.
Yeah.
I know he's your guy, but that the only tight end.
Who,
on the
Hollister?
Yeah.
No, but I think what you would do in that scenario is, you know, you've talked about, hey, when James White's in the game and when Sony Michel's in the game, you kind of have an idea of what they're going to run. Isn't that the same with Dwayne Allen? He's had a couple of pass attempts this year, a couple of catches all
catch
season
the
long.
Other day.
He did. He had a monster catch. But if you want to run the ball, just bring in another tackle. Bring in a tackle eligible that he can do what Dwayne Allen can do. But still, I mean, just another guy. You don't want to be dealing with all these injuries. But all three tight ends, it seems like now, are dealing with something. But so the bye week definitely had a good time between Edelman, Gronk, now Dwayne Allen. It seems like they have a lot of guys that could use the week off.
And one other injury note, not related to football, but we mentioned earlier, if you saw the footage from last night of the Caris LeVert injury, you went, ugh.
Yeah, it looked gross.
Maybe not so bad.
Turns out he might be able to play.
No, don't misunderstand me. It still looked gross.
Oh, it looked disgusting.
It's still bad. They said he suffered a dislocated foot.
Ugh.
And that sounds horrible.
That was gnarly, though.
But they expect that he's going to be able to play again this season.
No fractures, only moderate ligament damage. So, and Rossi mentioned how we've seen grosser ones. Like, Gordon Hayward's was more gross.
Kevin Ware was the worst.
Kevin Ware's
was
worse.
Oh, please, guys.
Paul George was worse. Those guys were worse. But this one was still pretty nasty last night. And I remember I saw somebody tweeted out, he's expected to miss the rest of the season. And I was
like,
what are you, nuts? And apparently that was a good caveat because maybe he'll be back.
You want a Keith Spiracy?
Of course I do.
Derrick Rose has been on the court for three of the last awful injuries. Paul George, Gordon Hayward, and now
can you imagine?
Oh my God. This guy can't run from it. He can't hide from those. He must have a strong stomach. Otherwise, he'd be losing his lunch. So if anybody could rank him, it would be Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose has been on the – and he did say he kind of messes with you a little bit. Do you think if I saw one of those –
do you think he's been dropping banana peels around just waiting for guys to slip?
Derrick Rose's fault.
The Paul George one was disgusting.
Gordon Hayward.
They were all disgusting.
Gordon Hayward was worse.
It was worse.
The Paul George one, like the angle wasn't like – it was gross, but the angle of it doesn't give you that full like – I'm gonna lose everything.
You're kind of queasy.
And there also wasn't a commentator screaming.
That someone broke their leg. Probably not Harlan's finest moment. Screaming that Gordon Hayward has broken his leg multiple times, like it was a Patrice Bergeron goal. Like you're like, all right, we got it. Stop talking about it. But there you go. So I guess he's gonna be able to play.
So he's
later
back.
On.
Rob Bradford is in full dudgeon.
What's wrong with Rob Bradford?
Rob's upset.
He's upset now?
He's
hosting Mud at Night tonight.
And he's talking about that because he wrote a piece on WEEI.
It's WEEI at Night.
Is that right?
It's been renamed.
Is that what it's called now?
Is that for real?
Is that official? That is for real, yeah.
It's called Radio at Night.
It's called
Sports.
We'll put somebody on. We just don't know who.
Of sports.
So Rob Bradford writing on WEEI.com.
Yes.
The headline is Bob Melvin really a heavy favorite to win Manager of the Year over Alex Cora?
That's all the hubbub. I've read all
about
that. I'm
telling you, Bob Melvin is probably going to be...
How on earth could you give it to Bob Melvin?
Well, he referenced a Bob Nightingale tweet in which he said, the MLB Manager of the Year Awards will be revealed today. Congratulations to Atlanta Braves' Brian Snitker and Oakland A's' Bob Melvin, who are heavy favorites. Now, maybe he was actually leaking stuff. Maybe he actually knows. But he was basically saying, you know, the Oakland A's won 97 games, won a wild card berth, with the third lowest payroll in baseball. You know, Kevin Cash.
And then they didn't have any starters, and they immediately were... I know that doesn't count, but they got bounced in the first round because they started Liam Hendricks.
Kevin Cash. Rays win 90 games with the lowest payroll in baseball, and he was the guy, you know, using the... What they call it? The credit for that.
Ugh. You could have credit for that. What a loser thing to be known for. We just start bullpen guys and just have all the bullpen guys, all hands on deck, every fifth day.
So Bradfield put up a Twitter poll.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Who do you think will win?
Definitely
manager
not biased
of the year?
In this
here. 68% said Alex Cora.
Oh, good. 15% give it to him
right said Bob Melvin. 17% said Kevin Cash when I last checked. Of course, everybody around here. And by the way, if you did the balloting at the end of the playoffs, Alex Cora would win manager of the year.
Yeah.
This is done at the end of the regular season. He's not going to win. Sorry, Rob. I don't think he's going to win.
Mm.
And I don't really care.
Oh, come on.
Well, no. We always cared about these postseason awards.
I like awards.
When you didn't win. You know, when you didn't have World Series to talk about, so it was, yeah, but we got the MVP.
Oh, I like awards anyway. You don't like the MVP?
Oh, no, I do. It's just I'm not as hot and bothered about it now because you got the trophy that matters. Do I think Alex Cora should be the manager of the year? If you included the playoffs, yes.
I don't care about manager of the year only because similar to coach of the year in the NBA, like those guys can get fired and like Dwayne Casey was coach of the year in the NBA. Like, is he really the best coach? Like Greg Popovich could win it every year. Bill Belichick could win it every year. He doesn't.
And so, should probably.
So you look for different ways.
Well, not this year, but.
Yeah, there's more nuance to this award because payroll now in Major League Baseball, that factors
well,
in
completely.
Well,
that's the thing. The Red Sox had the highest payroll in baseball.
Right. So hard to be the manager. You should win, but should you have won 108 games? Like, should you have made a big leap even from the year before where you won the division? Like, he's definitely in the conversation, but
You won 11 more games than Melvin, and he had the third lowest payroll in the game. You had the highest payroll.
Yeah. And Bob Melvin, you know, the Red Sox have two true MVP candidates, the A's. I mean, Matt Chapman has a really high WAR, but I mean, I don't know how high he's going to finish or should finish in the MVP race. So there is more talent, clearly, on the Red Sox.
Oh, by far.
Now, there's more payroll, but Hanley Ramirez is part of that payroll. Pablo Sandoval is part of, you know what I mean? Like, they have bad contracts,
yep.
too. So, yeah, Cora's probably not going to win. I still like all these awards. The player ones I care about way more, though. The player ones, when you're talking about Hall of Fame down the road or comparing this player to that player, that's much more interesting to me than...
Oh, it matters to Cora.
This manager.
Of course he'd love to be manager of the year.
He would like to win, but I have a hard time getting all excited about manager of the year.
The only postseason award that I probably would get upset about is if Mookie Betts didn't win the MVP when it's
That's
clear to me.
He should.
It's not. And see, I can make an argument for Melvin.
I can't make
an argument for Mike Trout or Jose Ramirez. I can't make an argument for them.
No.
This year.
No, I agree with you completely. I mean, but you look around some of the other managers of the year, like in years past, you know, like Buck Showalter had won it with the Orioles, you know, Matt Williams with the Nationals and Davey Johnson with the Nationals. Like a lot of times it is payroll and expectation, but it doesn't mean they're a great manager. Then the very next year they could be canned.
So Bradfo will be on the air today.
Right after the announcement.
From 6 to 10.
Yeah.
He's going to be on the air, and he is just going to be so mad.
So I don't really – I'm with you on manager of the year. Now, Cy Young comes out tomorrow, and then MVP comes out on Thursday.
Yep.
I'm much more interested in those. Now, there's no candidate for the Red Sox for Cy Young, but MVP – because what we'll also get is we got into the discussion about J.D. Martinez not being a finalist, but we'll also find out where
he finished fourth.
They finished fourth, which he probably – I think he should have finished third, but does he finish fourth? Or does he finish seventh or eighth because his WAR isn't as good and he's a DH?
If he finished fourth, will you stand down at that point?
No, not all the way down.
Oh, no.
I'll feel a little bit better. I still think he had a better year than Jose Ramirez. I have a hard time thinking that he didn't.
With
the impact he had, the numbers certainly back it up, with the exception of WAR and stolen bases. Everything else, he was a better player this year, more impactful player than Jose Ramirez. But I have a feeling that he's going to finish outside the top five. And then I'm really gonna be running hot that day.
Oh, just fair warning for all of you.
Yeah, and Keith Law will be like,
Friday,
they got it right. Good for him.
Friday, Keith could be running real hot here. And
oh yeah, right, because it'll be Thursday evening, right? It'll be Thursday around
6
they announce that thing. Yeah, so Friday 10:02, coming out real hot.
have the
swinging,
have the Angry Lou music going and everything.
Yeah, we can come up with our own stuff. Oh. Rossi plays enough of other people's sounders, so we'll come up with our own stuff.
So those are the things that we've been talking about throughout the course of the day. And you're, oh, see,
wasn't it nice when he was out last Thursday and Friday? And Eamon and Lucy and never played
that. Didn't know where it was.
Never once played it because it's never necessary.
What do you mean? They didn't play it? I sent them very strict instructions twice
an
hour.
They were smart, and they did a great job, and we never heard it.
Really, so, really good job.
It was a really
thought,
nice job. Two of the best shows we've ever had.
I could take a month off.
We're being honest. Could you?
Not. I can't really afford it. But
I was going to say, could you? Nobody could.
We're working on vacation days right now. Yeah. I'm struggling to get two.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. The text line is 37937. We started the day worrying about Tom Brady, and as we approach the close of the day, I don't feel any less worried than I did before. But we'll talk to you guys as we continue on. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.